Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on a brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star, the dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday
voice of Victor Moon from 1956 with the song All the Things You Are, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. Vic starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have, well, a rather unusual theme this morning. I was noticing recently how many songs have the word thing in the title. Pretty well a neutral theme, but it can mean many things depending upon the song and what the songwriters were writing about. Well, there's been many such songs, and they have been recorded by many, many artists. And we have a small selection for you this morning. And we started off with one of the loveliest, All the Things You Are, that gorgeous Jerome Kern melody. And we're going to move from 1956 and Vic Damone to 1946 and Artie Shaw. Also, at the time, was a young singing group just starting up, and that was the Meltones, named after its leader, Mel Torme, who went on, of course, to greater glory. They were both under contract to the same record label, and they made several tracks together. This one is called What Is This Thing Called Love? And it was written by Cole Porter. Then we're going to stay in the same year and hear from Buddy Clark. Well, that lovely, relaxed voice of Buddy Clark, always a very, very welcome visitor to the show. The song he'll bring to us today, it's got a bit of an Irish flavour. How Are Things in Glocamora? It was introduced in the stage musical Finian's Rainbow. It was written by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. Then we're going to go back to 1928 to a very popular orchestra over in Britain. Jack Hilton led the orchestra, and they're going to bring us The Best Things in Life Are Free. Perhaps one of the most famous songs with the title containing that word. And we'd like to think it's true, and often it is. And it was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson. And we'll start with Artie Shaw and the Meltones, including Mel Torme. 1946, What Is This Thing Called Love?
Things in Glocamora, there's that little brook still leaping there. Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybay, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glaucomara? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glaucomara this fine day? Glaucomara, is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? Are things in Glaucomara? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glaucomara this fine day?
Thank you.
You've just been listening to Jack Hilton and his orchestra. The Best Things in Life Are Free, from 1928. Buddy Clark joined us with How Are Things in Glaucomora, written by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. Also in that year, 1946, Artie Shaw joined us with the Meltones and Mel Torme. It was Cole Porter's piece, What Is This Thing Called Love? You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning, well, we're listening to songs that have the word thing in the title. It's a fairly unusual theme, but I was noticing how many did, in fact, contain that word and all the different things it could mean depending upon the song and what the writers were trying to convey. And, of course, the various shadings and interpretations that the artists gave to the song as well. We're going to carry on from 1959. We'll hear from Dean Martin. I say this so often, but Dean Martin did have a relaxed voice and style. In fact, he was the quintessential relaxed crooner. This song that he's bringing to us this morning was written by Julie Stein. It's been recorded by so many different people. I'm thinking of Frank Sinatra, for one. But we'll hear Dean this morning with the song, The Things We Did Last Summer. Well, summer isn't over yet, so we've still got time to do some more things this summer. Well, we're going to go back to 1937 for our next number, and to a young lady who was starting out just around this time and singing with one of the best orchestras around, I'd have to say, of all time. It really was a particularly fine orchestra, and it was led by drummer Chick Webb, and the lady, of course, is Ella Fitzgerald. We'll hear them, as I said, from 1937, and they're going to bring us a song called Love Is the Thing, So They Say. Then we're going to hear from a delightful jazz singer, June Christie. I don't feature her enough on the show. We'll make up for that today and in future programs. On this recording, she's accompanied by the orchestra of Pete Rugolo. The song is called The First Thing You Know, You're in Love, and it was written by someone else we've heard from this morning, Mel Torme. So that'll be June Christie from 1954. And we'll start with Dean Martin from 1959, The Things We Did Last Summer.
Take the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the luncheon that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got by. Leaves began to fade, like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I remember all winter long.
The early morning high, the red tandem by, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back to
the leaves began to fade, like the promises we made. How could a love that seems so right go so wrong? The things that we did last summer I'll remember all winter long.
A kiss made a fool out of me. I am not to blame for feeling this way. To me, love has been so unfair. How would you feel if your love went astray when you were just beginning to care? But I'll string along, those skies are gray, hoping that love we'll find a way, and maybe my heart will sing someday, 'cause love is a thing, so they say. When you were just beginning to care, but I'll string along, those skies are gray, hoping that love will find a way, and maybe my heart will sing someday, 'cause love is a thing, so they say, 'cause love is a thing, so they say.
Fella offers you a drink, you turn to thank him, and you blink, and then your heart begins to sink, and then the first thing you know, you're in love. He begs your pardon and wonders if you'd like to dance. You tell yourself there's not a chance of this becoming a romance, and then the first thing you know, you're in love. And while he's such bliss in one sweet random kiss. Now hear this, I won't deny it. In case you're guessing what you're guessing, he's the guy and I'm confessing I'm the girl, and I said yes. And when we kissed, at first, at last, I was really in love. Such bliss in one sweet random kiss. Now hear this, I won't deny it. In case you're guessing what you're guessing, he's the guy and I'm confessing I'm the girl, and I said yes. And on the first of the month, we'll be hand in glove. You let yourself go, and the first thing you know, you're in love, so in love, yes, you're in love.
June Christie from 1954 with the orchestra of Pete Rugolo. The first thing you know, you're in love. And that was written by Mel Torme. Another skill to add to his credentials. Not only a wonderful singer, but a fine composer as well. Before that, we heard Chick Webb and a young Ella Fitzgerald. They joined us from 1937 with a song called Love is the Thing, So They Say. And we started out with Dean Martin from 1959 as well, The Things We Did Last Summer.
Can't get enough of your favorite CHUO shows? Well, don't worry. Listen on demand anytime at CHUO.FM and get your fix. We are CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Advertising on CHUO speaks your language. Send an email to advertising at CHUO.FM to find out more.
CHUO family, our GoFundMe link is posted on our website, CHUO.FM, as well as all of our CHUO social media platforms in order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you, the listener. So make sure you go and check it out. And remember, no donation is a small donation. Thank you for supporting our family.
The music that comes from the Caribbean is unlike anything else in the world. The rhythms found in musical styles like soca, calypso, and reggae have this incredible power to move people. Every Saturday afternoon at 2, Caribbean Flavor fills your need for those rhythms here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Great music, lots of laughs, and interviews with important members of the capital's Caribbean community. Tune into Caribbean Flavor every Saturday at 2 or anytime on demand at CHUO.FM.
Brothers, sisters, moms, dads, friends, and neighbors. These are the men and women dedicated to the caretaking of our loved ones after they pass away. They stand ready to walk beside us during our most difficult days, especially now during these challenging times. We salute all the funeral, cremation, and cemetery professionals, these final responders, and simply say thank you.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning our theme for the show is the word thing. It often appeared in songs, and it often meant many different things. No pun intended. So we're listening to a tiny selection of songs with that word, and see how the songwriters were able to use it in their various compositions. We're going to go to 1942 with our next recording by a very popular band at the time, and that was led by Tommy Dorsey. And he, of course, and his brother had started out together, and they went their separate ways in the mid-1930s. Each had their own orchestra, and Tommy was well into his stride by this time. He also had a young singer with his band who went on to become pretty well known, and that was Frank Sinatra. Oh, well, the rest is history, as they say. But they had a very productive time together, and many recordings resulted. And there's something quite charming about the young Sinatra's voice. And, of course, about the later Sinatra voice, too, we have to say. I like this song. It's called There Are Such Things, and it was written by Stanley Adams and Abel Baer and George Meyer. And that's from 1942, Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra. Then we're going to go back 6 years to a wonderful collection of music recorded for the Brunswick label at the urging of entrepreneur John Hammond. And these were groups that were led by pianist Teddy Wilson and frequently featured Billie Holiday. Yeah, she was starting out around this time. I think her first recording had been in 1933. Well, with this particular group, the group she's singing with today, Teddy Wilson on piano, of course, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Lawrence Lucy is playing the guitar, John Kirby is on bass, and, oh, ever present at these sessions, Cozy Cole on drums. The song is called These Foolish Things. It was written by Harry Link, Jack Strachey, and Holt Marvel. And, of course, Billy, as delightful as ever, brings us the lyrics, 1936. Then forward a couple of decades to 1958, to one of the big voices around at the time, and that belonged to Eddie Fisher. This is a recording he made of, I think, only about 11 or 12 songs featuring compositions from Broadway musicals. It's a particularly fine album, one of the best he ever made, I like to think. Well, Eddie will join us from 1958. The song written by Irving Berlin was featured in the musical Call Me Madam, and he's joined by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra, as so often on these recordings. And the song is called The Best Thing for You. And that'll be Eddie Fisher from 1958. And we'll start with Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra from 1942. There Are Such Things.
Darling, you're my guiding star. Not caring what you own, but just what you are.
A peaceful sky. Thank you.
in what tomorrow brings.
You'll reach a star, because there are such things you
me. will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you and myself? And I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
You just heard from Eddie Fisher from 1958 with the Irving Berlin composition, The Best Thing for You. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson and Friends from 1936, These Foolish Things. And we started out with Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra, a very young Frank Sinatra, from 1942, There Are Such Things. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're having songs that have the word thing in the title. A very common occurrence back in the old days and probably still today. Interesting to see the different ways in which the composers and lyricists used this word in their various songs. We're going to go now to 1938, to Mildred Bailey, one of the great swing singers and jazz singers too, of course. Certainly through the 1930s, and she often sang with her husband Red Norvo, and he, of course, was a very fine xylophonist and one of the great contributors to jazz over the century. Amazing repertoire of recordings made by Red Norvo. We will hear him back in 1938 with his wife Mildred, and she made many recordings at that time too, also at the urging of John Hammond for the Columbia label. This one is called I Haven't Changed a Thing, written by Henry Nemo and Michael Goldson. And then we're going to go back to 1932 to the orchestra led by Duke Ellington. This is a wonderful song written by Ellington himself, and it's called, I think you've heard this one before, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. I can kind of agree with that. And Duke is joined on this one by his orchestra and singer Ivy Anderson. Then we're going to round out the set with Woody Herman from 1955. The song, this was a very popular song in its day, Love is a Many Splendored Thing. The songwriters were Paul Webster and Sammy Fain. And we'll listen now to Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, including her husband Red Norvo, I Haven't Changed a Thing, from 1938.
I haven't changed a thing. The room is still the same. I'm waiting for your ring. I hope it's not in vain. Darling, the thoughts of you still cling to me. That's why I haven't changed a thing. I haven't wound the clock. The hours count no more. I'm waiting for your knock. The latch is off the door. Darling, the sunshine you would bring to me. That's why I haven't changed a thing. The slippers that you wore remind me more and more of the happiness, dear, that I once knew. Your robe now drapes the chair as if you're sitting there with your arms around me the way you used to do. I haven't changed a thing. My heart is still the same. Let's have another fling. There's no need to explain. Darling, the years with you still cling to me. That's why I haven't changed a thing. ¶¶ chair as if you're sitting there with your arms around me the way you used to do. I haven't changed a thing. My heart is still the same. Let's have another fling. There's no need to explain. Darling, the years with you still cling to me. That's why I haven't changed a thing.
What I do, what I do, da da do, da da do.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to Woody Herman from 1955, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, written by Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain. Before Woody, we heard from Duke Ellington and Ivy Anderson, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And we started out with Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, 1938, I Haven't Changed a Thing. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our songs from days long ago. All those wonderful musicians and singers. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. We're going to go back to 1932 for our final song today. This is a particular favorite of mine. The orchestra is led by Ray Noble, the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra. The singer is Al Bowley. And the song, also written by Ray Noble, Love is the Sweetest Thing. Here's Al Bowley and Ray Noble.
Such happiness to everything as love knows glory. Love is the strangest thing, no song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love knows glory. May desire whatever life may send. This is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the strongest thing, the oldest, yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you. Love is the sweetest thing.